This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, Tuesday night, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We're going to be joined by Antonio Okafor, who is the, I'm not exactly sure what she is with the Students for Concealed Carry, but she's out there all over the place. We're going to talk to her about students and you know, they've got campus carry where she's from in Texas now, but she's been all over the place and, anything to keep the students from arming themselves because they might kill each other over quantum physics. There's no telling. Now, right after this last CPAC kissed off, yeah, that's about right, kicked off, Freudian slip, kissed off. Here in South Carolina, the South Carolinian House decided to pass a bill that would nullify any new federal gun regulations that limit access to firearms and ammunition. Yet, this debate was not typical, your typical one seen pervasively in blue states. Democrats, some of whom are pro-gun, said that the bill would hinder anti-domestic terrorism efforts. Quite a departure from the talking points emanating from New York City via the Post and the Courier. I don't know. What is this coming from? No telling. No. Okay. Anyway, from one of these newspapers that's here in South Carolina, the Second Amendment Preservation Act directs state officials to not enforce any federal law, rule, or regulation that took effect after January 1 that limits access to firearms and ammunition. The bill's author, Lawrence Republican Representative Mike Pitts, who's been a guest right here, rebuffed that argument. He said the measure aims to protect from new laws enacted after January 1st. It would not apply if Congress extends the gun buying waiting period from 72 hours to 10 days or more, because that would be amending existing law, he said. The Charleston loophole was a sidetrack to use a motion to fight this particular bill. I don't think the bill would have drawn any debate if it weren't in an election year. Charleston Democrat Leon Stavronicus was among those who argued against the bill on the floor by stressing the need to protect the country from domestic terrorism. Now its opponents have to count on the bill gaining no traction on the Senate, or in the Senate, which has been stuck in filibuster limbo since the start of the session, or for it to return with a more narrow scope. Stavronicus, there you go, also said that the federal government, if they ever took actions to limit the Second Amendment freedom, the legislature would fight to the death to protect our oldest civil right, which is sort of interesting coming from a Democrat. With an almost impossible to mention name, Stavronicus. Should have practiced that. Now, here's the problem with any. Here in South Carolina, our House passes all kinds of bills, all kinds of good bills, and our Senate sits on them. It's enough to make a sane man like me want to go down the middle of the Senate with a club swinging at head level. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. And, yeah, they need to pass bills in the South Carolinian House. They need to pass bills all over protecting the Second Amendment. Of that, there is no doubt. And at least we know even this guy, Stavrinicus, who, he's a Democrat out of Charleston. He said the legislature would fight to the death to protect our oldest civil right. Coming from someone like that, you know, it's interesting that the South Carolinian Democrats think that way. Some of them, anyway. Not all of them, to be sure. But then you come to this point where, if you're me especially, you come to this point where you look at this and you say, what exactly are we hoping to achieve here by passing this law? What are we hoping to achieve here by passing this in the House, knowing it's going to die in the Senate? Now, we do have a re-election coming up, and some of these guys are facing re-election, I'm sure. Pitts is pretty much done. He's pretty much a made man there. He's been doing some stuff that's really noteworthy. That's the problem with South Carolinian politicians. A lot of them are scurrying around right now, trying to seem pertinent when they haven't done anything. And my first question for them is, well, if you haven't done anything, how can we not do without you? I just saw this. And the fact that, you know, a Democrat came out here and said, we'll fight for it. We will fight for it. Well, that was a nice respite for me. Nice little respite for me. Today, I went and spent the longest day post-heart attack at the range that I have managed to spend out there. And it was only an hour. I have a couple of things that happen when I get out there and get too overly exerted. And I got to tell you, the shooting I did was horrible. The guns I was shooting were epic. The shooting I was doing was horrible. And it all has to do with the way my eyes are reacting, I think, to something that I'm taking that regulates my heartbeat. But this now means I've got to find a solution for this. And there's going to be one of two things that happens. I'm going to go to a doctor and say, listen, doc, I can't shoot straight, and it's because of the way my eyesight reacts, and I think my hands may be a little shaky from this drug I'm taking to regulate the heartbeat. And he may say, well, let's figure out what to do about that, Bill. I know you don't want that to be that way. Or he may say, Bill, you're 55 years old and you've had a heart attack. Your shooting days are over. And then, then I'll have to be calling second call defense. Yeah. My group was fine. There is no reason that I can understand. I had a nice tight group. With all three guns, actually, I shot all four guns. I took four guns out to the range and shot them. But it was low and to the left, and I cannot for the life of me figure that out. At the distance I was at, where I was putting, and it was all guns. It wasn't the guns, it was Bill. It was Bill that was the issue here, not the guns. So Bill's got to find out what it is about Bill that's not working. It's either where I'm putting my finger on the trigger, which seems to... I can't shoot straight since I've had the heart attack. I can't figure that out. I have been shooting down and to the left since I got out of the hospital. I did shoot one other time since I got out of the hospital. And this time, you know, besides going out there and testing these things, actually getting out there and running the gun, running different ammo through it and everything else. And group is fine. The group is fine. But it's got to be about the trigger, or it's got to be about my hold on the gun. It can't be no other. It can't be anything else. So I'll be going back tomorrow. This time I'm taking the whole ammo can. And Agency Arms Glock 17. This is a bad piece of kit. It's a very bad boy. This one. We'll be right back. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load.
ones you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand.
outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out and go to AmmunitionDepot.com. In the mainstream media, they have discovered that we like suppressors. In the gun owners like suppressors. I don't own one when I say we, by the way. And so they've came. This came out, I think, out of actually Reason.com, where they got out there and said, hey, not just for hitmen, gun industry wants looser rules on silencers. The thing about suppressors, and that's what they are, they're suppressors. The thing about these things is that they, you know, overseas, you can go to, where you can have a very hard time buying the rifle in England, for example, the UK. You can buy a suppressor for it at the hardware store. No regulations against them at all. It's actually looked at, you're actually looked at as having very nice manners for having one. Right now, the U.S. gun industry is trying to shake off this hitman image of the gun suppressor and rebrand it as a hearing protection device in a campaign to roll back regulations that date to the 30s, i.e. the NFA. But we'll see where that goes. Industry lobbying has led to more than a dozen states legalizing suppressors running since 2011. Now gun advocates are pressing Congress to repeal a depression-era law that requires a months-long screening process for suppressor buyers, far more scrutiny than gun buyers face. And that's pretty silly, isn't it? It's pretty silly, especially when you consider what they do. Suppressors only quiet a gunshot to the level of a jackhammer, not to the level of, you know, it's not a spit, like it's not a pew, like in a James Bond-style hit job. Suppressors are very rarely used in crimes, according to a 10-year study published in 2007 by the Western Criminology Review. Researchers estimated that suppressors, and just so you know, in this copy they're saying silencers over and over again, were involved in 30 to 40 of the 75,000 federal criminal cases filed each year. The study found only two federal cases involving a suppressor used in murders. Arizona Republican Representative Matt Solomon said suppressors could allow soldiers and hunters to avoid the kind of hearing damage that has forced them to wear a hearing aid after 50 years of shooting guns. My uncle Harry Frady has that issue right now. He has to wear permanently a hearing aid because he has lost so much hearing from when he was a silhouette shooter, and he shot some loads. He would measure out his load and just let it crack. And, you know, he had some hearing protection back then, but he was outdoors. He didn't wear as much as you probably should have. Solomon said if we have something that mitigates a kind of hearing loss, we ought to be encouraging it. So in October, he introduced legislation that would replace the suppressor screening process with a simpler background check. The lobbying push alarms some legislators and game wardens who believe quieter weapons could make it harder to catch criminals and poachers. They've never been downrange when one of these things goes off. You still have the reverberation going downrange. Suppressors have been tightly regulated since 1934. One of the reasons I don't have one is I don't want to pay somebody $200 just to have one and then wait. If I could pay $200 and walk out with it, I might consider it. If I have to pay $200, and that $200 fee that they've, I mean, that was back in 1934. That $200 was like a dilapidated house or a pretty decent car. That's about the same equivalent of today of $3,500. You have to submit fingerprints and a photograph and secure the approval of your local police chief. And approval by the ATF takes 4 to 9 months, and that's the problem for me. I'm not going. On top of paying for the suppressor, I'm not going to pay a tax stamp and then wait. This is why I don't have a short barrel rifle. This is why I don't have a fully automatic weapon, although I can't afford one of those. So, with an NFA item, penalties for misusing that are very steep. People found guilty of using a suppressor for a violent crime under federal law face a minimum of 30 years in prison. But despite their popularity, they're not turning up that much on the street. Police in Philadelphia and Richmond, Virginia, two high-crime cities in the eastern U.S., haven't encountered suppressors at crime scenes or during investigations. Suppressors were used by a former Los Angeles police officer in a 2013 killing spree, according to the Police Foundation. That would have been Chris Dorner. Industry officials point out that suppressor-equipped handguns are difficult to conceal, reducing their appeal for criminals. Yeah, they're about, you know, 2.5 feet long. Now, that could change, of course. Silencer Co. has developed they've developed one with an integrated suppressor in it, which is still going to be a big haul. So it's not something that you're going to be able to stick in the front of you. You're not going to be able to appendix carry their integrated suppressor gun. Let's just put it that way. Now, just because you have a suppressor, that doesn't mean you probably shouldn't still wear Ear Pro. suppressors can help muffle the round as it leaves the barrel of a weapon, but they're not going to do anything about the crack of a round breaking the sound barrier. And these, and you know, that's the thing the gun controllers don't understand. These are not what they think they are. They're not some magic thing that you screw on the end of the gun and it just works. And just, you know, 50 caliber. And that's not the way it worked. That's not the way it's going to go. A lot of people are using these for hunting now. At the range I was at, today, I bet you all the people living around the range would really have appreciated it if we had had suppressors. I didn't have any suppressors, so, you know. And, of course, you know, now we're attempting to suppress shotguns, which is fascinating to me that we feel like we need to. But the Solomon Hearing Protection Act has attracted 51 co-sponsors and support by the NRA and other industry groups. Not very clear whether it's going to advance at all. He has announced he will retire at the end of the year, and Congress is unlikely to pass controversial legislation ahead of November general elections. I don't see how this possibly could be considered controversial when the UK, who everybody looks to as the harbinger, you know, this is the way gun control should be. All the gun controllers, you can buy these wherever they're for sale. Walk out with them. No tax stamp. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Last night they had a Democratic debate at in Flint, Michigan, and once again Hillary Clinton criticized Bernie Sanders for supporting the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, a 2005 law that she falsely claims give gun manufacturers and dealers absolute immunity against lawsuits. Clinton was a senator at the time and fought against the law. And she's brought up Sanders' vote for it during 6 out of 7 debates so far, misrepresenting what the law says almost every time. Sanders has been on the defensive, but saying he would take a look at the law to see if it can be improved. But last night he made it clear, good for him, that he supports a basic principle embodied in the law, which is that manufacturers and dealers generally should not be held responsible for criminal misuse of the guns they supply. Anderson Cooper wanted to press this one, so he asked Sanders about a lawsuit against the manufacturer, distributor, and retailer of the rifle used in the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook. Here's Sanders' reply. If you go to a gun store and you legally purchase a gun, and then 3 days later, if you go out and start killing people, Is the point of this lawsuit to hold the gun shop owner or the manufacturer of that gun liable? If that is the point, I have to tell you I disagree. I disagree because you hold people in terms of this liability thing where you hold manufacturers liable is that they understand they're selling guns into an area. It's getting into the hands of criminals. Of course, they should be held liable. But if they're selling a product to a person who buys it legally, what you're really talking about is ending gun manufacturing in America. I don't agree with that. As I understand it, what people are saying is that if somebody who is crazy or a criminal or a horrible person goes around shooting people, the manufacturer of that gun should be held liable. If that is the case, then essentially your position is there should not be any guns in America, period. This is basically what the plaintiffs in the Newtown Massacre lawsuit are saying, but they dress up their argument in terms designed to get around the limits imposed by the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. That law bans lawsuits based on the harm solely caused by the criminal or unlawful misuse of firearm products or ammunition products by others when the product function is designed and intended. Now, let's say, do you remember when lawn darts, who remembers lawn darts? Am I dating myself? Lawn darts, they came out and there were a lot of lawsuits about lawn darts because it was discovered that when you loft something up in the air as big as a lawn dart, which they were sizable, even though it doesn't have a really sharp end, if it comes down on somebody's skull, guess what? It might puncture their skull or it might puncture their leg or their spine or something like that. It was not a very well thought out thing. It was designed to be used as a lawn recreational tool, an outdoor recreational tool. When it started hurting people, well, that's not what it was designed to do. So very shortly, in very short order, first of all, there was a bunch of lawsuits, and then they just got pulled. And I've seen this time and time again. Now, here's the thing. Guns are legal. People who make guns are law-abiding citizens, and they are within the law. They exist in a highly regulated environment. They have to cross the T's and dot the I's, you know what I mean. And it's a legal thing being sold in a legal means to somebody who passes a background check. Now, isn't the background check supposed to weed out the crazies? Isn't that what we get told by our heroes in the anti-gun ranks? That background checks will make everything perfect. But they don't. They don't, because people with no records at all, with no history of this or history of that, snap, just ask the people of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now, in Sandy Hook right now, what they're trying to say is that they Remington made a gun, or more to the point, Bushmaster, which is part of Remington now, made a gun that has no legitimate civilian use available to the general public. That argument is completely implausible. AR-15 style guns like the one used in Newtown are very popular and plainly do have legitimate civilian uses, to include self-defense, among other things. Yet Sanders, who favors a federal ban on so-called assault weapons, seems to believe otherwise. Last night he said, "I don't think it's a great idea and there's people to be selling military-style assault weapons, which are designed to kill people." That does not necessarily mean he would support this lawsuit, since the gun at the center of it was legal at the time, even in Connecticut. Plaintiffs are trying to stretch negligent entrustment to cover entirely lawful actions by a large segment of the gun industry. Even Dennis Hennigan, the former director of the Legal Action Project of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, concedes they are unlikely to succeed. That does not mean the lawsuits allowed by the PLCAA, which can be based on product defects or illegal actions as well as negligent entrustment, are doomed to fail. Last fall, a Wisconsin jury awarded $5.1 million in damages to police officers who were gravely injured by a handgun that Badger Arms, a store near Milwaukee, sold to a straw buyer. The jurors concluded that the store clerk who sold the gun ignored obvious clues that the ostensible buyer was not the real buyer, who was 18 and therefore not legally permitted to purchase a pistol from a federally licensed dealer. The jurors faulted the store's owners for failing to properly train their employees. Yes, that was righteous. That was a righteous finding. Yeah. May not like it, but it's what it was. So it is still possible. Right now, Century Arms is in the middle of a lawsuit because of this safety issue and some of these AKs they've got out there. Still possible to hold gun makers and dealers liable for negligence when they are negligent. However, Clinton wants to do more than that, arguing that litigation can force gun makers to do more to make guns safer. Now, if she's referring to smart guns, how? There is no technology to make that happen. The only way they can currently make a gun safer would be to fill in the barrel. Because every gun out there, no matter how it looks, has a barrel where it's holding around, and there's a chamber, and there's pressure, and a striker that hits the primer, and it ignites, and everything goes off, and we have a nice little controlled explosion. Boom! Spinning starts in the barrel, and it exits, and it's headed for the festive flight downrange. As long as that barrel is open, it's unsafe, in her words, I guess, but... I'm not even sure the PLCAA should have ever been put in place, simply because I don't understand why it was warranted. All they have to do is simply pass a law that, you know, stating they can't do that, period. Boom. Be done with it. PLCAA apparently leaves a few too many. That's the problem with these laws. That's the problem with the Heller decision. Not enough articulation happens to make sure all the doors are closed. No matter where you look in this debate, though, Clinton is clearly wrong to suggest the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act, in Arms Act, gave the gun industry complete immunity against lawsuits. Sanders is right in this time. I award Hillary Clinton as many Pinocchios as she can carry out of there on her, with her cankled legs. What should we be going after, gun violence or overall violence? That, when we get back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Oh yeah. Tuesday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of Dr. Tim Wheeler at the Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners. Once again, another good question asked and answered, I guess, by the good doctors. He was talking to Dean Flynn and whoever Dr. Short is, talking about ways that social workers can help prevent what some people call gun violence. But he asks that the discussion be about violence and not gun violence. The wrong focus makes us miss the core problem, which is really violence, which is done by any means, whether the tools of injury are guns or fists or feet. And if we get it wrong, we harm millions of innocent people with unjust laws. Now, a few facts on the good side. Despite an uptick in the last few years in California's big cities, the rate of firearm homicides nationwide has actually been decreasing over the last two decades, and it's leveled off in the last few years. And the absolute number, not just the percentage, but the total absolute number of fatal firearm accidents has been steadily declining for decades since the 1930s, even as the U.S. population has more than doubled. And gun ownership has gone, you know, it's gone through the roof. And, you know, you can go to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report and verify that for yourself. Or the Centers for Disease Control's WISQAR's search function. You can use that in the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. Dr. Wheeler would not attempt to advise a social worker on how, in a few days or weeks, that they can overcome a client's lifetime of living in a culture of violence. That is a very daunting task. But he also cautions as to what not to do. In the helping professions, he says that they tend to see too many victims of firearm violence. It's easy to conclude that guns are the cause of their misery. And that is a fundamental mistake. These people who murder, assault, rob, and rape using guns are only a tiny, tiny fraction of American gun owners. The CDC reports that in 2013, there were a total number of 73,428 criminal firearm non-fatal injuries and deaths. Now, the number of gun owners in America is tough to nail down, but in a study last year in the Journal of Injury Prevention, found that one-third of U.S. residents are gun owners, which would put the number around or about 105 million. Gallup poll for the year 2014 found the same results. Other estimates range from 80 to 100 million. To stay on the conservative side, they've decided to default to 80 million. You can't imagine how much I hate when people default to 80 million. But I digress. The good doctor continues on. By those numbers, about one gun owner in a million criminally misuse a firearm over a year's time to cause an injury or death. It's easy to see from these numbers that any strategy for reducing violence by targeting gun owners is doomed to failure. And it's going to face overwhelming political opposition. And that is, in fact, what has happened. All the while, violence continues, you know, without actually being attacked. People are outraged at the attack on one of their basic human rights, the right of self-defense, and, you know, everybody needs to be clear, the right to own a gun is one of our enumerated civil rights. The U.S. Supreme Court made that clear 8 years ago in the Heller decision, which, like I said, has too many open doors. These numbers, however, do not show the human toll of turning gun owners into criminals with the stroke of a pen. Not because they've hurt someone, but because they didn't file some paperwork, or they own a gun that has a scary military appearance, but, you know, actually functions like any other semi-auto gun. Among those innocent are the poor and the disadvantaged, many of whom, you know, show up at hospitals. These folks often live in the most dangerous and high-crime neighborhoods, and they suffer the most from violent crime. Should we really want to make their lives harder still by passing laws that attack their civil right to own a firearm for self-defense? Where is the justice in that one? One of these laws that turn innocent people into status criminals is already in effect in Los Angeles since last year. This law, if the voters pass it statewide this November, will ban throughout California the ownership of gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammo. A gun magazine is that plastic or metal box that holds the ammunition that usually fits into the grip of a weapon. And, by the way, greater than 10-round magazines, or as we call them, standard, are totally uncontroversial in 99% of the country. This law has enjoyed a lot of support, including one of Dr. Wheeler's colleagues, he's a city attorney. But this is aimed at a tiny number of mass shooters, the James Holmeses and the Adam Lanzas. But it's only going to succeed in one thing. It's going to trap innocent, regular Californians who may not even know that a new law has overnight turned them into a criminal. So where and how is that possibly considered to be justice? Take the case of Dr. Wheeler. He's had a long and successful career as a surgeon in California. He has no criminal record, no record of medical board actions, not even any complaints against a physician and surgeon's license. For 27 years, he has owned a very popular, very common brand of pistol with a magazine that holds 15 rounds of ammunition. That's how they were made when he bought it. So next year, if this measure becomes law, his ownership of that magazine, not even the gun that's the part of it, but only the magazine, will make him a criminal overnight. He will have to report the conviction to the California Medical Board and could very well lose his license to practice medicine, which is his livelihood. And hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Californians like him will also be turned into instant status criminals. And again, he asks, where is the justice in all of that? There is no harmful thing that can possibly be done with a gun that has already been outlawed many years ago. It's time to quit creating a new crime. let the peace officers go after the truly dangerous criminals that drain the state finances away from solving real problems and that only destroy the lives of innocent Californians. The guiding principle of his profession, of the medical profession, is first, do no harm. He believes, and I believe with him, and it's a code that any person in the helping professions can live by. Even with the best intentions, it is easy to do great harm when we bring the mighty power of government down on your fellow citizens. He points out that as doctors, they went into the helping profession to help people. And one way to do that is, yes, let's try to stop all violence, but first let's do no harm. Dr. Wheeler. Doctor, these guys are, oh my gosh, they're becoming just the stuff. Talking to John Adine is always fun because he's a sick guy, too. He's a sick guy. He showed me some pictures of some of his stuff, and he's got some nice, nice weapons. But he's absolutely right. And are they going to have a magazine police unit going around in California tracking these things? Do they already know how many are out there? Do they? I mean, what they're basically doing is they're outlawing legal property and directing you what to do and telling you what will happen. It's an ex post facto law is what it boils down to. So 9 million gun owners in California, and somehow or other this gets passed. And they want to, you know, they want to adopt it statewide. And then, of course, we all think that gun grabbers used to look at California and say, well, as California goes, so goes the rest of the country. Not necessarily anymore. Thank God. We don't, state where I live, we don't have an approved list of handguns we can buy. That would be very boring. How many handguns can I buy? Four. Four to choose from. Wow. Hang on a minute, I've got to go call a realtor. I'm moving out of state. Coming up next, Antonio Okafor from the Students for Concealed Carry. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.